This is the HopeCast Network. Stories and shows you actually want to listen to.
I'm Bea, and you may remember me from Breaking News with Brad and Bea. I've not been on in a while, so it's good to hang out with you guys today. We are not canceled. We have not canceled Breaking News with Brad and Bea, but we are on hiatus, hopefully to return in the near future. So you guys make sure that you like and subscribe, do all the things so you don't miss your weekly calling every week, because you don't want to miss it. So I just wanted to get started today. We're going to talk a little bit about your purpose, God's purpose for your life and your calling. I think, last time that I was with you guys, I talked about growing up. I grew up in a Christian home. My parents took us to church. And I just remember always praying, God, what's my calling? What's my future? What do you want me to do with my life? And gosh, what if I miss it? What if I don't do the right calling? Or what if I don't know God's purpose for me? And I mess all his whole plan for my life up. If I mess it up, then what, you know? And I always felt that pressure, you know, as you get into high school and you're looking for colleges and going into the workforce and all that, like what if I mess it up? What if I'm supposed to be a teacher, but I go to school to be a doctor, you know? And so there was such a pressure I felt like growing up on that. And as I got older, I just remember it clicking one day for me, like, man, I could do anything. I could be anything. I could be a plumber. I could be, I could volunteer at a soup kitchen. I could be a mom. I could be a wife. I could be any of these things, and that's not gonna change how God works through me. That's not gonna change how God continues the rest of my life, how his hand in my life and my future and with my family, that's not gonna change just because my profession is maybe different or just because I'm doing one thing, but maybe I didn't really hear God say that. You know, Proverbs 3:5-6 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, you want to submit to God. He will make your path straight. Even Jeremiah 29:11 points to our future. For I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, to give you a hope and a future. All these things are, it's the Lord coming and saying, listen, you are going to walk with.
Hey, everybody. This is Ashley Arpel Steinbach, host of Locks of Laughs, Work Advice for Me, and of course, Movie Torture, aka I am the queen of the HopeCast Network. Or if you ask me, the queen bee. I hope you're all enjoying the amazing shows we have here on the HopeCast Network. And if you are, please don't forget to like and subscribe everywhere that you listen to or watch your podcasts.
With me, no matter what you do, wherever you go, take me with you. And so all of that, it really clicked for me. Now I have a daughter that's in high school and she's kind of on this same, not struggle, but kind of path of, you know, what am I going to do? Who am I going to be? What's God want for my life and my future? And I just keep trying to reassure her and give her some security in that, you know, we can do whatever, God's going to be with us if we take him with us. And it can be, you could be a teacher, you could be a doctor, you could be a plumber, you could do whatever, but the Lord needs to be with you where you are. You get to bring that into whatever profession you choose. You can be the light of Christ as a plumber, just like you can be as a teacher, just like you can be as a doctor. And all these things, you know, just being able to shine the light of the gospel, to shine the light of Christ to people around you. I think that's like the biggest part here. Who are you when no one's watching? We talk about character. We talk about integrity and all those things really matter. All those things are important. It's not, maybe you're not in ministry, but maybe your ministry is your classroom at your, at the school you work at, or maybe your ministry is your community where you volunteer at a soup kitchen, you know, maybe. And so I think the big takeaway here is your ministry is where you take it. And that's really the thing, is that if you have a weekly calling this week, I would say your calling is to take the Lord with you. Share him with someone in your life. Share him with someone at your work. Share him with someone maybe in your family while you're driving down the road. Just give someone a phone call and encourage them. Because I think it's the little things like that where we're able to share the light of Christ. Tell someone about the gospel, tell someone the good news that Jesus has come to save them from themselves. That's really what it is, you know? And so, yeah, I think your weekly calling this week, and I don't know if this is how we usually do it, if we kind of make a challenge out there, but I would say the challenge this week is to share Jesus with someone in your path, someone you come across contact with. So I'm Bea, and this is your weekly calling.